We're at Minor County 4-H Achievement Days, and I'm talking to Autumn Terwilliger. She's a 13-year-old going into 8th grade this fall over at the Howard School here. And Autumn, you were telling me that you were really doing some really cool visual arts projects this year. Talk about those.
I made a wood ottoman with my grandpa, and then I drew a couple pictures, and I painted, and I refinished a desk by, like, fixing it up and painting it and adding new handles and stuff.
Nice. So how much time do you think you spent on that? And like, what all did you do to it?
On the desk, I spent probably 4 days. And I filled some, like, places where the wood was chipped. And then I sanded everything and painted it white. And then I added new handles on and some contact paper in the drawers.
And so did anybody help you out with that? Or was that just you being solo?
Well, it was just me, but my mom helped me a little bit putting on the handles, but that's it.
So do you think you might want to be a carpenter then when you grow up, maybe?
Probably not.
Probably not. Sounds like it's really tough, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you've been in 4-H for 4 years. So just talk about some of your favorite memories of 4-H.
Well, I like drawing and making wood projects. So every time when it's achievement days, I like doing that.
And have you won any awards?
Yeah, this year I actually got best of show on my desk that I refinished.
Nice. That probably felt pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
How much time do you spend on that?
4 days, probably.
4 days. All right. And I saw you cleaning the goats when I got here. Do you think you want to do some kind of work with goats in the future?
Yeah, I'll probably do that next year, too.
All right, Autumn. Thanks for talking to us, and good luck in school this year.
Thank you.